Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call of Rajo Engineers Limited, hosted by Adfactors PR. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements which are based on the beliefs, opinions and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not a guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mrs. Khushbu Chandrakant Doshi, Managing Director from Rajo Engineers Limited. Thank you and over to you, ma'am.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the earnings conference call for Rajo Engineers Limited for the second quarter and half year 30th September 2024. It's a pleasure to have you all here and we truly appreciate your presence. Joining us on this call with me, Mr. Utsav Doshi, our Joint Managing Director, Mr. Sunil Jain, our Executive Director, and Mr. Prakash Daga, our CFO, and our investor relation team at Factor PR. I'm excited to share our recent progress and strategic initiatives that underscore our commitment to innovation, sustainability, and growth at Rajo Engineers. Let me start with the market scenario and some of the recent development which we have got into. India is making a remarkable stride in sustainable packaging, driven by supportive regulatory environment. The environment, the government's initiatives, including the plastic waste management rules and extended plastic producer responsibility policies, are cultivating a culture of sustainability in India. These measures encourage brand owners and producers to accelerate their transition to sustainable packaging and take on a greater recycling responsibilities. We are actively prioritizing research and development investment in the packaging industry to create affordable, sustainable material without compromising on the quality. The growing momentum in R&D indicates that we are well poised to advance our sustainable packaging landscape. Furthermore, artificial intelligence is set to transform the plastic industry from production to disposal. AI can optimize manufacturing processes by analyzing the data, enhancing efficiency, reducing waste, and improving product quality. I am pleased to report that our revenue for the first half, FY25, reached 107 crore, a testament to the hard work and dedication of our team and our focused initiatives over the past few years. This achievement is just one step in our broader growth strategy, highlighting our ability to capitalize on emerging market opportunities. Our order book continued to improve, consistently reaching the new highs. We are excited to report that we are securing significant orders reflecting our commitment to excellence and our strategic approach to identifying valuable market opportunities. As we expand our portfolio, we remain dedicated to delivering high-quality solutions that meet our clients' evolving needs. I would also like to highlight some of the key developments from the first half of FY25. We are thrilled to introduce our ProX series featuring high-performance blown film technology capable of producing film at 900 kilograms per hour with a thickness of just 20 microns and a laser weight of 2800. The ProX series contains the Relex 4.0 extruders, which are designed for optimal energy efficiency and high yield, while the CSD 4.0 die allows for precise thickness and minimal gauge variation, achieving line speed of 150 meters per minute. We have also expanded our Rajkot facility to enhance our manufacturing capacity by 30%. This expansion represents a significant investment with the new plant covering 18,000 square feet for the assembly and 7,000 square feet dedicated area for quality assurance. This upgrade will enable us to meet the increasing demand for our products more effectively. We are also proud to announce that our dedicated efforts have been recognized with the double honor at the Machinist Super Shop Floor Award 2024. This recognition underscores our significant contribution to the manufacturing industry and reinforce our leadership position in the market. We are confident that this strategic initiative aligns with our long-term growth objectives and reinforces our commitment to delivering the sustainable and creating the value for our shareholders. Thank you for your continued support. Now I would like to request Mr. Prakash Daga, our Chief Financial Officer, to present the financial performance of the company. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ms. Doshi. Now, coming to our quarterly financial performance, revenue from operations for the quarter was 56.81 crores in quarter 2 FY25, as against 53.53 crores in quarter 2 FY24, a YOY increase of 6.12%. This was mainly on account of a healthy order book that has resulted in production and dispatches in full swing. The company has encouraging order book and the deliveries are scheduled in different quarters during the coming period. EBITDA, excluding other income, was at Rs. 9.14 crore in quarter 2 FY25, as against Rs. 7.17 crore in quarter 2 FY24, a YOY increase of 27.47%. EBITDA margin was at 16.10%, as against 13.40%, YOY increase of 270 basis points on account of improved contribution margin per unit with higher capacity utilization during the period, combined with improved operational efficiency through process optimization. Profit after tax stood at Rs. 7.24 crores in quarter 2 FY25 compared to Rs. 5.29 crores in quarter 2 FY24, YOY increase of 36.74%. PAT margin was at 12.74% as against 9.89%, YOY increase of 285 basis points. Now coming to our half-year financial performance, revenue from operations for the first half was Rs. 107.68 crores in H1 FY25 as against Rs. 84.74 crores in H1 FY24, a YOY increase of 27.07%. This was mainly on account of strong order book that has resulted in higher production and increased dispatches during the period. EBITDA, excluding other income, for the first half was at Rs. 16.26 crores as against Rs. 10.09 crores in H1 FY24, increase of 61.23%. EBITDA margin was at 15.10% in H1 FY25, as against 11.90% in H1 FY24, a YOY increase of 320 basis points. Profit after tax stood at Rs. 12.58 crores in H1 FY25, compared to Rs. 7.75 crores in H1 FY24, YOY increase of 62.27%. PAT margin was at 11.68% in H1 FY25, as against 9.15% in H1 FY24, YOY increase of 253 basis points. Now I am happy to open the floor for any questions you may have. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Dhaval Shah from Gate Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for your opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So I was going through the presentation, and then you've highlighted solar, the renewables as an opportunity for the company. So could you please help me understand what is the opportunity coming out of the entire renewable energy portfolio, wind, solar, hydro, everything? And what is the target market for us? What is our right to win in this? What sort of revenue can we visualize out of this growing segment? Yeah, that's my question.
Yeah, thank you for the question. Regarding renewables, we are targeting the solar industry, and that's where our focus is. And last year, we have introduced a sheet extrusion system for EVA encapsulation, so which was creating an opportunity for us, because all this while in India, there is nobody supplying such lines. So that is the one part of the story. In the coming year, we probably would get one more project to establish in the market. So this new launched product will really help us to get into this segment of solar energy.
Yeah, okay. So when you say, hello?
Yeah.
So as I see in the presentation, this lamina E sheet extrusion technology for solar modules. So this, so the machine, so the product which is manufactured out of this machine, where is it applicable? Where is it applied? And this is solar. What about wind and hydro?
No, we do not have any plans for wind and hydro as of now. This is about solar, and company would like to focus on that. Now, coming back to your first question, where exactly it will be applied. So, you have a solar panel, which is consists of a glass, aluminium, and solar shells are encapsulated by two different kind of sheets, above and below. So those sheets is being extruded from the technology which we have developed. So basically, the application is a solar cell encapsulation.
Okay, so the company making the entire cell and the module will be your customer.
Yeah, or whosoever is assembling the solar panel, that can be also could be a customer if they want to, you know, have the backward integration.
Got. So what would be the opportunity size for us in this? We've given some, we all know the kind of, government vision for solar, the gigawatt capacity. So what could be the, the opportunity size for us?
See, currently the India doesn't have the right ecosystem for solar, and so lot many things are still coming from China. And that's where the competition is high. So, and when we talk about the things coming from China, those are the direct solar cell, even the encapsulation sheet. Everything coming from China is still available in the Indian market. So Indian market is really struggling to have the ecosystem first in a place and then, start producing the things. So this is the current scenario. If you consider the scenario as now, then probably in the next 2 years, we will be able to install another 2 projects.
Sorry, another? Ma'am, your voice is not very clear. Yeah, hello.
Another 2 projects.
Another 2 projects.
Yes.
Okay. So where do we see, our company, so last year we did 200 crore of revenue. Where do we see this over the next 5-year period? Because I just want to understand, as an investor, what I'm missing, the kind of valuation market has given to the company. I just wanted to understand, what is the big picture opportunity for us?
Yeah, so we, for the coming years, we would continue to maintain the growth of 12 to 15%.
Okay.
And we have a good order booking pipeline as well, which is quite encouraging, and which is also, you know, encouraging us to do a lot many efforts and the investment for the R&D. Company will continue to focus on the flexible packaging, which is a growing sector, and also the agriculture sector in coming days. So that's where the focus is, and growth would be.
So what will be our market size, what we are targeting?
Currently, we are exporting into 70-plus countries, and India itself is also a big market. So if you talk about the market size of a blonde film line across, then it would be around 2,000 CR, the kind of product which we cater to and we build to. So there's a huge market still available, and there's a huge potential as far as Raju India and the product portfolio is concerned.
So 2,000 crore is India market size?
No, it's a total market size.
Total.
It's a kind of line which we cater to. There are various extrusion machineries available in the market. But, and we do not produce all sorts of that, but there are main things which we produce for the flexible packaging, agriculture, and few applications in also in the pharmaceutical. So these are the applications and the segments which we are targeting.
Okay. And to achieve this long-term 12 to 15% growth, do we have enough strong balance sheet, and will this all be achieved with our cash flows, or we would need to come to the market to raise money? How do you think?
No, to achieve the 12 to 15% of a sustainable growth, we have a healthy cash flow, and the you must be aware that the company is debt free, so
yes,
there should not be any issue of the fund in the near future to maintain the 12 to 15% of the growth. But yes, of course, there is some other plans for the big leap coming in the coming days, where we are putting a lot many efforts in the research and development for the new product. So that's where probably company may need fund in the future, but not for maintaining the sustainable growth.
So we mentioned about we bought some three plots of land in the presentation. So how does our capacity increase on FY24 base? How will it be?
We have increased the capacity by 30% for this year. So we have... In the last quarter itself, we have invested in these three plots, and now we are also further investing in the tooling and machining center. So this will help us to achieve the goals for this year.
So 30% is our new capacity on FY24 installed capacity. Is my understanding correct?
Correct.
Okay. So... And now the new land, and what beyond after this? How are we planning to expand the capacity after this?
I think the next capacity expansion will come into the next year itself, and that's where we are planning to have the consolidated facility at the land which we have acquired in the past, which is already
So, yeah. So next 5 to 7 years of expansion, we have the land.
Yes. We have a land block of around 40.
Okay. And what was our utilization last year in 24?
The utilization was around 80 to 85%, and that's why we have to expand the utilization.
Correct. So is it you hit an upper limit on 85%, or you can stretch it to 100%? Because here you have a lot of different types of machines and...
It's never 100%. If we achieve 100%, then probably we would not have a space to, you know, service our customers. So that capacity, we always keep it with us to give the support to the customer in the market.
Okay. And... what is the typical, selling price of machine? What's your range? How does it? You have a lot of.
Yeah, so it's we have a wide portfolio ranging from 25 lakhs to 25 CR. So that's a huge portfolio we are having. And of course, in the coming days, few of them would be shredded, considering the low-value product, and the company would continue to focus on the high-valued product.
Okay, okay. So capacity you give in terms of units, or how do you share the capacity?
No, it's very difficult to have them in terms of units, because when we execute the high-end machines, the machines' quantity remain one, but the order value and the scope remains very different. So it's not possible. But then if you talk about total extrusion capacity which Raju Engineers can install in the market, number one, and we can also measure the capacity in terms of revenue.
Okay, okay, okay. So so 190, so 200 crore we did last year, that was almost like, hitting the roof in terms of utilization. And now we are expanding by 30%, and then we see a 12-15% growth. But what I understand, you said you are shedding, changing the product mix towards more higher value machines. So your EBITDA growth should be higher than your top line growth, right, going forward?
That is what the expectation is.
Expectation is there. So what will be your average selling price for the machines for last year, FY24?
Average selling price, if you put together everything, then it's around 1.5 crore.
Okay, okay. So on a 1.5 crore average ASP, you did a 14% margin. So over the next three-year period, how do you see this margin going to? Can it touch 20%?
Well, we have done so far 14%, and we feel that there would be an improvement by another 2-3%. But that requires also operational efficiency to be improved at a larger extent, because, of course, when you get to a high end, your manpower cost goes up and your other infrastructure cost goes up. So,
Got it. Okay, and any thoughts on domestic competition? Because in the listed space, I doubt if there would there be anyone. Your thoughts on it?
There are domestic competition, and the local players are also very aggressive in the market, and that's how we are targeting to make a mark by differentiating the technology. Otherwise, it is always a price game, which we do not like to really get into.
But in any case, Raju Engineers is a very old, very very well-known brand in the market.
Yeah, but then the competitors are always around, and of course, I'm glad that they always keep us on our toes to make a significant difference in the market.
Understood. Great case. Okay, ma'am. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Prathamesh Diva from Tiger AMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, ma'am. Just, I think recently you mentioned that we are also entering into solar by, I think, we have some technology of lamina. So can you please explain in detail what is this technology is about, and what is the product, and in what value chain we are going to cater it in terms of solar?
Do you mind if we can take this later? Because in a previous answer, I have recently explained. Probably that would not be beneficial for others. So I have explained the market scenario and the application already. But then if you want to know further, then we can connected, or you can refer the presentation itself.
Okay. And if I just missed, what was the market opportunity in this segment?
That's what I also mentioned, that we see another one or two projects in next 2 years for us. Of course, the market is big, but the kind of machine which we are manufacturing is far away in the entire value system. So that's why we see another two projects coming into another next 2 years.
And the two projects will be how much in the value terms, if you could mention?
It will not be that significant. It would be around 20 crore.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Aditya Shah from Meteor Wealth Management Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, ma'am. Aditya here. Two, three quick questions. One, I just wanted to understand, like, every year, how many repeat orders or there is a customer stickiness with your business? Like, annually, how in percentage will also be?
Yeah, so it would be around 40 to 45%. But now the sector is also growing, so newcomers are also appearing. So, yeah.
But in terms of your old customers, how much is generated, revenue is generated from them?
That's what I'm saying. It is around
40 to 45. Okay, and in the coming time for the next 2 years, will how much this can increase?
It will remain in the same range.
It will remain in the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, one more thing. In your consolidated balance sheet as on 30th September, you have a reserve and surplus of 127 crores, if I'm right.
Right.
So how do you plan to utilize these funds?
So these are the advance against order booking.
And
it will be utilized to procure the components for the orders which we have on it.
Okay, and this can get utilized in this year itself, or will it be carried forward?
It will be carried forward.
It will be carried forward. And ma'am, I just wanted not to understand a little broad base on your industry, like any competition you face or like how is the industry going ahead? How should we look at it?
So, sir, in any industry, there is a competition, and so the case with us as well. So there is a competition
okay.
from the local market as well, and some Western market as well. So some of the European players are also active in the Indian market. So there is a competition, and yes, of course, our aim is to make a significant differentiation between the product which we are producing and which is available in the local market. So we are aiming to compete. In fact, we are competing with the European players in the Indian market and market outside India as well. And that's where the target is to give the things at a more affordable price level, instead of things coming from at a European price level. So that's how we keep innovating new things and we also always try to maintain the cost considering the Indian scenario and the world better by and large.
Oh, okay. And my last question, ma'am, what is the revenue bifurcation as on date for international business and domestic business?
So the last quarter, we did around 74% revenue coming from the export market. And then just from the domestic market, if we talk about the total half year, then around 52% is from the export market.
And going forward for the next 2 years also, it will be in the same terms or how should we look at it?
We are aiming to have it in between 55 to 60%.
Okay, ma'am. Okay. Thank you so much. I'm all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ankit Gore from Systematics Group. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity, ma'am. I have a question with regards to our film business, wherein... correct my understanding. Are we competing with Bruckner's of the world there, or we have a differentiated product?
No, we do not compete with Bruckner.
Okay. So internationally, when we talk about, which are the customers we are talking about here?
When we talk about, I don't know whether you are from the extrusion industry or. Have you heard the name of Constantia?
Yeah, Constantia.
So those kind of institutions are customers. And we manufacture the blown film line, which is producing the poly for the flexible packaging industry. So M-Core, Constantia, all those giants who are catering into the flexible packaging industry, those are our customers. we do not produce BOPP line, and that's why we do not compete with Bruckner.
Got it, ma'am. And lastly, with regards to PVC segment, here also we actually, our customer would be all PVC pipe suppliers and CPVC pipe suppliers, right?
Correct. Right.
Right. And what sort of market share we would we are having in PVC and CPVC pipes here in India?
See, PVC, we were relatively late than the established local player, and that's why in terms of number of machines, the market share is not significant. But if you talk about the installed capacity, then we hold the 33% market share in India.
Right. Okay, now my question with regards to industry, if crude price goes up and down, and eventually the packaging prices also goes up and down, will it impact our value-added films volume, or it doesn't?
Well, the kind of flexible packaging is coming, it's a need. It's a basic need to, you know, for any sorts of product to get sold in the market. So for a momentary, yes, it does affect, but in a long run, it does not.
And what about margin-wise, huh? Margin, does margin get, because are we working on cost plus, or we just work on a conversion?
I hope we are clear that we are not producing any sorts of film, so there is no conversion.
Yeah.
We are producing the machine, so yeah, it's always more of a turnkey in a nature.
Got it. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Saili More, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Ms. Saili, your line has been...
Hello.
Yeah.
Am I audible?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Thank you for taking my question. I had a question regarding solar business. So, can you shed some light on that? How are we doing, and what is the revenue contribution from our solar business, or are there any developments?
We are expecting another two more projects coming in another next 2 years, and the revenue would be around 20 to 25 years.
Okay, and in the last, in our first half, have we entered into new geographies for any initiatives, any new initiatives?
No. No, I mean, we are supplying to 70 plus countries, and we have maintained that. We have not entered into any new geography.
Okay, and are we going to enter into, are we targeting any new geography in the second half?
Not at the moment. For the next year, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ravi Teja, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. A couple of questions. Are there any upcoming strategic partnerships or collaborations that we are exploring this year to drive our growth?
Yes, we are exploring.
Okay. Maybe you could throw some light on that.
It would be really difficult at this point of time to talk about it, but yes, we are exploring various such opportunities.
Fair enough. So also, how has our export performance shaped up for this H1, and which other regions have contributed to this growth, and maybe, you know, some margin comparison between the export and the domestic sales also?
Yeah, so domestic... is not really encouraging margin. The margin comes from the export business like any other business.
Right.
So, and if we talk about the contribution in top line, it would be, we have done this year 73% as far as export is concerned, and that is a domestic market.
Okay. Okay. So maybe if you could share your domestic and international market share for Q2, and you know, how is it evolved as compared to the previous year?
If you talk about, see, we the market share is very difficult to talk about because we cater to a various market with a different set of products. But in the total, if we put together, then for the blossom sector, we hold around 55 to 60% market share in a domestic market, and in the international market, it's insignificant. So there is a lot of opportunity to that.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Can you maybe provide some insights into the key factors that contributed for our raw material costs for this quarter compared to the previous year? And how do you see this kind of trend in the raw material pricing, you know, going forward into the quarters?
See, the raw material prices has remained more or less in the range of previous, but we are into the technology segment and keep innovating new technologies, and that's where, you know, when the technology gets changed, the need of raw material gets changed, and due to that, the price goes up. So it's not apple to apple price is going up, but last year there was an apple and now it's apple plus plus. So that's how the things work in our case. Otherwise, the raw material prices have more or less remained stable. But the situation happening at the various part of the world, of course, they have affected up to some extent.
Okay. So just last couple of questions. So looking ahead, do we have any specific revenue and a target margin for the next 2 to 3 years? And, you know, what would be our initiative to, you know, get this kind of growth?
Yeah, so we are more focusing to maintain our margin by, you know, by 12 to 15%, and that is what we are thinking of achieving by having the more operational efficiency in our current operation. We are moving towards more of a standardization in the product. At the same time, we continue to innovate the new products as well. And when we talk about the standardized product, we have reached at a level where we do not need to take a trial of the certain machines and we can switch it as is. So that's where we are more focusing on the quality assurance as well, as I talked earlier. And that's how we feel that the margin would be improved in coming days.
Okay. But any target revenues in mind?
We would be able to register a growth for around 13 to 15% in next year.
Okay. And lastly, you know, I believe, so as per our current capacity utilization and, you know, any near-term changes in terms of, you know, how our order flows and, you know, how the market demand comes in, any changes in that?
No, the currently established capacity, and further, as I mentioned earlier, that we are further focusing on having an expansion in the machining center and tooling. That will help us to achieve the goals for this year.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. I'll come back.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Neha Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon.
I have a couple of questions. I wanted to understand what is the current order book and what are the plans of execution. Along with that, what is our current capacity utilization? So with the new order book, how much will be the capacity utilization going forward?
The current capacity utilization would be around 80%. Current order booking is around 200 CR plus. And is there any other question?
Going forward, like with this order book, will we be able to fulfill it with this capacity, or do we need to increase the capacity since it's already 80% utilized?
We need to increase the capacity in next year.
So can you just throw some light on what are the plans on capacity expansion?
So we have already expanded this year, and we are still working on the expansion for the machining center and the tooling. Once we finish that, then the next year expansion will be in the picture. So, and as I mentioned, that we have a land bank available with us, so that's where probably we will come up with more subsidy.
Right. So this 200 crore order book can be executed from the same capacity if needed?
Yes.
Okay. And also just wanted to understand on the solar business that, just want to understand the developments on that side.
Sunil Uncle, would you like to take this?
Sorry. Yeah, Sunil Jain here. Am I audible?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I think Khushbu has mentioned a couple of times, we're looking at two projects coming into our fold in the next 1 or 2 years. We need to understand that we are very far away from the value chain as far as the solar industry is concerned. We manufacture a plastic film which goes into the solar modules. So solar module manufacturers would be our potential customers.
So do we have any competition regarding that in India as well?
No, as of today, we do not have any competition in India for making the, those kind of machines.
So do we think we'll have first mover advantage?
We do have a first mover advantage, yes. And that is the reason we got penetration as far as the first machine is concerned and the next two projects as well.
So how much part of revenue can we expect from this side of business in the next 5 years?
If we talk about the next 1 or 2 years, we, as Khushbu rightly mentioned, it would be about 20 crores. But to talk about next 5 years is very difficult because a lot of things depend upon how the capacity expansion actually takes place in the solar cell, solar module space.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you. And good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raj from Arjo Partners. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yes.
Actually, I just skipped a part on the order book. So how much is the current order book?
It's 200
plus. 200 plus
plus.
And how much would be the execution timeline?
It ranges from 6 months to 2 years.
All right. And how much is the outstanding pipeline we have?
What do we mean by outstanding pipeline?
A pipeline in the sense you have placed a bid and it is still outstanding. It is not yet converted into orders. Like leads.
It's around 1,000 crores. The pipeline is always huge, but the material, and since this is a capital goods industry, the materialistic thing happens, the conversion happens at a low rate. So the pipeline pool is extremely high.
And historically, how much would be pipeline to order book conversion?
It's around 8 to 9%.
Okay. Right. And we have expanded the capacity by 30%. So in how much time are we expected to reach full utilization?
So as I mentioned, we never target to reach at a full utilization. We try to reach at the 80-85% of capacity utilization. So probably FY26, we would be able to fill up the old capacity which we have installed and which is under installation at this point of time.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the lineup. So, Pan Parikh, an individual investor, please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good afternoon, ma'am and sir. Congratulations on good set of numbers. So, I just wanted to ask a few questions. So, one is that can you elaborate a bit on 4X series? Now, I'm not able to understand that new launch which you have made. Can you elaborate a bit?
Yeah, so that is basically an advanced version of a Bronson line which we have launched and which is enabling Indian market to, you know, have the solution from India itself instead of getting it from the European market. So the, as I mentioned, the Bronson line and advanced feature it has. It has a more output, it has a more features like controlling the thickness variation and the wastage and the need of manpower to run the plant and all sorts of things.
Okay. So how is it going to help us contribute in the growth prospects?
Sorry, I didn't get that.
So how is this is going to help us for the incremental growth?
You know, as I mentioned earlier, that we are targeting to sell the more, you know, technology-driven product, and that's where this new technology would help us to compete in the global market with appropriate solutions.
Okay, okay. Next, I would like to ask is, what kind of progress have we made for the land which we acquired in the previous quarter?
Yeah, so we have built the building. Building is in place. It's working as an assembly unit. As we mentioned earlier, that another building also has been, you know, constructed, and it is working for the quality assurance. So all is rolled out, and yeah, things are moving on.
Any new product launches for the next coming months or quarter?
No, we continue to focus on the existing product.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Ms. Khushboo Chandrakant Doshi, Managing Director from Brajo Engineers Limited, for closing comments.
I would like to thank you all for taking the time out and attending this call. It was a very interactive session. I'm thankful to each member of our Brajo Engineers family and all our stakeholders. Thank you for your trust and continued support. For any further queries and information, please get in touch with our investor relationship. Thank you. Once again, thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Brajo Engineers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.